2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. What do you envision when in the Lord's Prayer you pray, deliver us from evil? A great, scarlet, horned, fire-breathing demon? A modern preacher in his farewell sermon said, I have not asked you to believe in God, to bring your sins to be forgiven, or to believe in the reality of a spiritual world. I have asked you to believe in yourself. The divinity of man, the greatness of the human soul. He thereby revealed that he is one of the evil. What our text calls unreasonable and wicked men that God prays we may be delivered from. Isn't his message the very demonic temptation that Satan brought to Eve in Genesis 3? Has God indeed said, you shall not eat from every tree of the garden? How unfair! Why would you trust the dictates of somebody that's going to be such a tyrant? Believe in yourself. In what you feel to be fair, what you deserve. Aren't we sometimes tempted in the same way? To think that God's commandments are a little too restrictive or unfair. It won't hurt anyone if I swear a little bit, just once in a while, and satisfy sexual feelings a little bit. How does Satan continue? You will not surely die. After all, you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So if you have to do such things to fulfill your rights, then it can't be a sin. Notice that amounts to saying, you are the divine being who alone has the right to determine what is right for you. And aren't we sometimes tempted the same way? I need more money. So how can it be wrong to fudge a little bit on my hours at work? My mind is filled with these sexual thoughts. I have to satisfy them somehow, or I'm going to be overwhelmed. So how can it be wrong? And how did Satan continue? For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. All these laws, they're just holding you back from your real greatness. Cut yourself free. Soar to your potential. Yeah, aren't we sometimes tempted the same way? After all, we may think, God made me. He assures me that he loves me, so wouldn't he want me to reach for my own greatness, fulfill my potential? And so we open ourselves to voices that are calling us to leave behind God and his commandments. But what does the one say who does really know and want your eternal good? Verse 1, pray that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, that you may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. You know what? No matter how hard you and I train, we are never going to be so swift that we can outrun the devil's plots. So we need to pray for divine swiftness to outrun such wickedness. And isn't this the first thing that Jesus also directs us to pray for in the Lord's Prayer? Hallowed be thy name. Jesus is asking us to fall on our knees, depending upon our Heavenly Father, to provide the help to believe in Jesus and His Word, and strive to live according to that Word, that His Word may be glorified. Yes. For Jesus so desires your eternal good that He gave up everything to come down among us, to live keeping His Father's commandments in order to fulfill all righteousness for you, stretching out His arms on the cross to pay the guilt of all of your sins. May this Word be glorified. Yes, over every sinful thought that enters our hearts. And Jesus promises that this prayer will be answered with the divine help to squash Satan under our feet. For 2 Thessalonians 3 continues with this promise: the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Yes, great scarlet horned fire breathing demons. They are around us, sometimes in very human form, sometimes even appearing as angels of light. Lord, deliver us from evil. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 449.